And I want you to be the curious, to be like the shepherds who hear about this birth and say to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened. And they hurry off. I want us to be like them, to be curious, eager to know, eager to learn more. So take the shepherds, for example. We're told in verse number 8, and there were shepherds. That's curious. I mean, how did they get in there? What are they doing here? Back in the first century when all this was going on, shepherds were considered to be a lowly, humble, common, ordinary group of people. They represent humanity here. Every man, every woman, boy and girl, you and me. So how did they ever end up getting a gig in this? How did they ever end up getting cast in this blockbuster? And look what happens to them. Verse number 9. An angel of the Lord appeared to them. What's an angel doing showing up to these blokes? The glory of the Lord shines around them. Wow! What an experience. But what is God doing showing his glory to these guys? Then the angel speaks to them. As if it wasn't strange enough just turning up out in the fields in the first place, now this angel's speaking to these shepherds. And to cap it all off for these guys, down a bit lower, verse number 13, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel. As if one angel wasn't enough, a whole multitude of angels show up. All of this for these shepherds. You see, it's curious. What's God up to that he would choose to act in such a way towards such people? Also now, see the curious in the sign. See verse number 12 there. This will be a sign to you. Doesn't the sign strike you as curious as well? It should. Have a listen to what the angel says to these shepherds. The angel has a message about someone who's been born. Verse number 11. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Here is news of the birth of someone who is a Saviour. That is, someone who delivers, who rescues, who saves people. The birth of someone who is the Messiah. That is the Christ, God's long-promised forever King. The birth of someone who is the Lord. That is the Master, the ruler of all. And then the angel says, this will be a sign to you. This is how you're going to tell if what I'm saying to you is true. And what are we expecting? What are we anticipating this sign will be like? You see, all of this, it's just so curious. See the curious here. See verse number 12 again. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Again, what's God up to here? It's all so strange, so unusual. The sign that this is the Saviour, the Messiah, the Lord, the sign that this is the one who rescues, the King, the one who rules, is a baby wrapped in cloths. No royal robes, no crown. We're not in a palace, the baby's lying in a manger. The sign that these lowly, humble, common, ordinary shepherds are given is that this Saviour, Messiah, Lord, has come as one who is lowly, humble, common, and ordinary himself. See the curious in the shepherds. See the curious in the sign. See also the curious in what I've called the swap. The swap. Because doesn't it strike you as curious, back at the very beginning of what we read at the end of verse number 9, where the shepherds are filled with great fear, they are terrified, and why wouldn't they be? They're more used to handling sheep than angels. The glory of the Lord's just shone all around them, and yet when the angel speaks to them, the angel says, do not be afraid. The angel's message is, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. That's curious, isn't it? The swap here. Great fear, terrified. no fear, great joy. How does that work? How does fear get swapped for joy? Well, it's all to do with the curious thing that God is up to at this very first Christmas. You see, if here in this one who has been born, we have the Messiah, the Lord, that is the King, the ruler, it means that you're not the King, the ruler. I'm not the King, the ruler. Yet, that's how each one of us has lived. We've lived as though we're the ones who call the shots, as though we can live in any old way we want. And if someone else is the true king, the real ruler, that's a real problem for us. It'd be right to be terrified, to have great fear. And yet, the curious message of this first Christmas is that to these lowly, humble, common, ordinary shepherds, to every man, woman, boy and girl, to humanity, to us, comes one who is the true king, the real ruler, yes, and yet one who is also the saviour, a rescuer. Remember the angel's message. Today in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He comes as one who is lowly, humble, common, ordinary himself, as one who in the end would do the most curious thing of all, swap himself for us, die in our place, to save us, to rescue us. That's how great fear, terrified, can be swapped for no fear, great joy. The king, the ruler, is also the rescuer. How do we respond to seeing the curious, the shepherds, the sign, the swap? I think at the very least it's by being curious. Remember, that's my invitation to you this Christmas, to have a curious Christmas, to see the curious and in response to be the curious, to be eager to know, to learn more, to be like the shepherds here, who had all these curious things happen to them and who said, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about, to hurry off and come to the baby who was lying in the manger, to come and see that, as curious as it all was, it was just as they had been told. So this Christmas, be curious and come to this one whose birth we celebrate. Come to Jesus and find that there's great reward in being curious, because you discover that here is the true king, the real ruler, and yet also the saviour, the rescuer. And this Christmas you might find that it truly is a curious Christmas for you, because no one who truly comes to this Jesus is ever the same again. You will find yourself like the shepherds, glorifying and praising God for all the things you have heard and seen. Well, I'm going to hand back to our musos now, and we're going to sing some more carols that pick up on some of these themes that we've been thinking about. So please join with them as we sing our next set of carols.